They bit into the strawberries, the juice bursting in their mouths, a perfect blend of sweet and tart. The berry juice was cool and refreshing. Tasting of summer adventures. Mia giggled as Leo licked a stray drop of honey from his paw. With his big, pink, surprisingly gentle tongue, the sound of their happy munching mixed with the chirping of crickets and the distant cooing of a dove, a perfect lunchtime symphony. Chapter 3. The Lost Little Bird. One bright morning, as Mia and Leo were exploring a part of the Whispering Woods filled with towering daisies, a tiny frantic sound reached their ears. Cheep, cheep, cheep. It was high-pitched and full of worry. Mia's heart softened. Leo tilted his great head, his ears swiveling like furry radar dishes. Hidden beneath a large fern, its fronds cool and damp, was a little bluebird no bigger than Mia's thumb. Its feathers, the color of a summer sky, were ruffled, and its tiny beak opened and closed with distressed peeps. It had fallen from its nest. Mia gently cupped the little bird in her hands. It felt incredibly light, its tiny heart beating like a hummingbird's wings against her palm. Leo nuzzled the bird softly with his nose, his warm breath ruffling its downy feathers, a surprisingly comforting gesture. Together, they scanned the tall trees, their bark rough and patterned. High above, nestled in the crook of a sturdy branch, they spotted a nest. Leo, with his strong, gentle presence, allowed Mia to climb carefully onto his broad back. Holding the bird securely, Mia reached up, the bark of the tree cool and textured against her fingers, until she could gently place the little bird back with its chirping siblings. The mama bird with feathers like polished sapphires swooped down, trilling a thank you song that sounded like tiny silver bells. The scent of pine and relief filled the air. Chapter 4. Leo Learns to Skip. "Let's skip, Leo," Mia announced one sunny afternoon, her own feet already bouncing. Leo looked at her with his wise, honey-colored eyes, then down at his large padded paws, then back at Mia, a quizzical rumble in his chest. Lions, it seemed, were not natural skippers. Mia giggled. "The sound like wind chimes. It's easy, like this." She demonstrated, her red boots a blur, her pigtails flying. Leo watched intently, then tentatively lifted one paw, then another in a slightly clumsy shuffling gait. The ground felt soft and springy under his paws. Mia clapped her hands, her palms making a cheerful smack, smack sound. "That's it, Leo. One paw, then the other, with a little hop." He tried again, a bit more bounce this time. His mane wobbled like a golden jelly, and a happy throaty chuckle rumbled from him. They skipped through a meadow dotting with yellow buttercups, their petals soft as velvet. The sweet, slightly peppery scent of the crushed flowers rose around them. Leo's paws made a soft thump, thump, boing, sounds on the earth, a rhythm that Mia found utterly delightful. Soon, Leo was skipping with surprising grace for such a big lion, his tail swishing, his happy rumbles making the nearby bluebells tremble on their stems. Chapter 5. The Magical Mud Puddle.